Today, the subject matter is bitter cold conditions across the U.S., Midwest, as well as portions of the plains coming up this week. It'll be one of the coldest weeks, if not the coldest week of the season, certainly for the soft wheat producing areas in the Midwest, and a lot of chatter out there about whether or not the crop is going to be sufficiently protected. And the crop I'm talking about, of course, is winter wheat. And most of that wheat crop is expected to be buried in snow by a disturbance that will be moving through the Midwest as we move forward through the night tonight and into the day tomorrow. Most of the snow that's advertised should be sufficient in providing good coverage across many areas from parts of Iowa into Ohio. Now, northern Missouri will be an area that we'll watch rather closely because it doesn't look like there'll be much snow in Missouri. And there's an area in central Missouri as well as east central parts of Kansas that are snow-free this morning, and that does extend a little bit into southern Illinois. Now, the forecast is suggesting temperatures will drop down into the negative single-digit readings in many of these areas from Iowa and Nebraska and parts of Kansas into the heart of the lower Midwest as we get into Thursday morning. And it looks like Wednesday morning will also be quite cold across the region. In fact, Wednesday morning will be coldest in the western portions of the Midwest, and the eastern areas will be coldest Thursday. Now, there'll be a lot of wind occurring as we go through Wednesday, except in the westernmost parts of the Midwest. And so the wind will keep the air stirred up, and there'll even be some snow flurry and snow shower activity still lingering in portions of the Midwest at that time. And some of the computer forecast model data suggested there'll be some light snow that will occur just ahead of the coldest weather as we move into Wednesday morning in parts of Missouri and eastern Kansas and southern or southwestern parts of Illinois. And if that occurs as advertised, there will eventually be at least a little bit of a layer of snow that may occur before the coldest weather settles in. Now, at this point in time, negative single digits certainly look like they will be common across the lower parts of the Midwest, as I mentioned before. And temperatures further to the north will be negative teens, negative 20s in the upper parts of the Midwest, especially in parts of the Dakotas and Minnesota, Wisconsin, maybe northern Iowa. Most of those areas there will see the coldest temperatures occur Tuesday and Wednesday, with somewhat of a warming tendency occurring on Thursday morning, just ahead of another shot of cooler air that will come in for Friday and perhaps Saturday. The colder air that comes in for Friday and Saturday will also move into a portion of the Midwest, but it is going to be a little less potent and perhaps a little bit more focused on the northern parts of the Midwest rather than that which will occur here during midweek in the lower parts of the region. Hard red winter wheat country is not expected to be subjected to nearly as much cold as the soft wheat areas in the Midwest, and so therefore we're not expecting to see much of a potential for damage there either. The cold will certainly be with us for a little while, and certainly supplemental heating needs will be above average for a bit across many areas in the U.S. There is no risk of Florida citrus crops being seriously damaged, and it looks like most of the sugarcane along the south coast of the U.S. will also come out of this without much of an issue. In Brazil, a close watch on northeastern parts of the country are going to be warranted as we go forward through this next several-day period because of some ongoing dry weather that will prevail in Bahia, portions of Minas Gerais, and Espirito Santo. But the bulk of summer crop country in Brazil will continue to be mostly in good shape, but there will be a lot of warm temperatures keeping evaporation rates high, and pockets of dryness will likely evolve as we move forward through the week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.